You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Size such as physical fitness, outdoor appreciation and skills, citizenship and service, and STEM education. Additionally, information on PAC 190 can be found on the PAC's website at njpac1980.org. I love when they keep reporting this, and I'm glad that it's getting posted. We keep hearing about how scouting is kind of subsiding, but this group of kids are getting exposure to a lot of great things. And it was interesting to hear how they were looking and absorbing history, military history, and identifying with the impressiveness of it all. And West Point, let's say, is an impressive place to go. So what a life-changing event that could be for those particular individuals. So we move on from there. See what I got as far as time is concerned. Well, it's 8:54. We might have one more quick article we can go over. And that would be Somerset Hunterdon Life Science League participants are honored. So the staff at NJ Advanced Media reports that December 2015 Somerset County Vocational and Technical Schools Board meeting, the students who placed in last year's New Jersey Science League competitions were recognized for their achievements. One of the 100 teams who competed, Somerset County Vocational and Technical High School students, placed highly versus the competition. In biology, eighth place, Catherine Chen of Warren, Ree Rustagi of Hillsboro, Sabith Shankar of Hillsboro, and Sanjeeth Rajaram from Warren. In biology 2, 10th place, Alexandra Lilly from Martinsville, Aaron Lee from Raritan, David Sosidko from Pittstown, and Samya Kupta from Flemington. In physics, 10th place, Matthew Allen from South Boundbrook, Rabit Rustagi from Hillsboro, and Sean Young from Martinsville. In Chemistry 1, 16th place, Alexander Insdorf from Bellmead, Alexander Shu from Somerset, Jonathan Garafa from Skillman, and Kiran Raja from Bridgewater. New Jersey Science League competition is comprised of a series of four written tests held in the months of January, February, March, and April. The students will compete, met twice each week to prepare for those competitions. Somerset County Vocational and Tech High School students have been competing in the events since 2008, and this was their first successful year with three teams winning plaques for being among the top 10 best-scoring teams in New Jersey. Additionally, four students received individual plaques, Catherine Chen of Warren, Ria Rustagi of Hillsboro, Sajith Rangaram of Warren, and Matthew Allen of South Boundbrook. Congratulations to all of them, and we had some Hunterdon County students in the middle of that. Well, we're at that breaking point. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want a warm place on a cool day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every 5 children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call.
9/11.
You can't have a president mouthing off like that. He's not fit to be commander-in-chief to make a ridiculous charge like that.
On Fox News, Fox and Friends, Trump said that he thinks George Bush could have done a better job preventing the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Trump went back and forth with Jeb Bush on the matter all weekend. Donald Trump is holding his lead in the Republican presidential race. A new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll puts Trump on top with 25% support. That's a 4-point jump from the same poll taken last month. The two leaders in the Republican polls want Secret Service protection. The Department of Homeland Security confirmed yesterday that Donald Trump and Ben Carson have formally requested protection details to guard them when they're campaigning. A Florida police chief says investigators still don't know what led to a weekend shooting at a zombie festival. Police say one person was killed and 5 other gunshot victims have been treated or released from the hospital. This is USA Headline News.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-715-7311. That's 844-715-7311 or landmarkgold.com.
Welcome to the show that really stinks, Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
A big shakeup in Canadian politics. 43-year-old Justin Trudeau and his Liberal Party stunned Prime Minister Stephen Harper yesterday, who was seeking a 4th consecutive term. USA's Russ Jones followed the election and has this report.
The people have voted, and now we must be punished. And it appears as though our punishment is going to be severe.
That's Dr. Charles McVitie, president of the Institute for Canadian Values. He says Canada is the only nation in the Western Hemisphere that has no anti-abortion laws, and citizens can expect more socially liberal policies.
That same thing we believe will come to pass on the issue of euthanasia, the license to kill.
And auto expenses will most likely be...
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
An Iranian woman is speaking out about the abuse of women in Iran and the dangers of Islam. USA Senior Correspondent Jason Wirt.
Annie Cyrus is an Iranian woman who was forced into an Islamic marriage at the age of 9 and jailed in an Iranian prison at age 11 because she didn't obey her husband to his liking. Now she's free and in the United States, and Cyrus is warning the world about the dangers of what she calls true Islam. Cyrus told USA Headline News, Islam is a system used by men to abuse, degrade, and control women, and that most women in Iran are not even Muslim.
Above 85% of women in Iran are not really following Islam. They're just, as I mentioned on my last video, behind closed doors, they're not anything Islamic, but in public, they have no choice but to look like a Muslim woman.
Cyrus says that despite what some claim, there's no such thing as moderate Islam, and that if you truly believe that faith, you must commit violence. I'm Jason Wirt.
This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The federal government is expanding the Takata airbag recall. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration added 400 more 2015 General Motors vehicles to the list of recall cars and SUVs. The expansion includes the Buick LaCrosse, Cadillac TX, Chevrolet Camaro, Equinox and Malibu, and GMC Terrain vehicles. Side airbag inflators could send shrapnel into passengers and the driver if they rupture. Worldwide improvements in road safety has yet to lower the number of road traffic deaths. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg's philanthropy company has donated nearly $250 million to this issue, and he says it's a real problem.
Many young people are dying in the prime of their lives, and their families are being torn apart. And the fact is that every one of those deaths really is preventable.
The World Health Organization estimates that some 1.25 million people die each year from traffic accidents. The WHO's global status report says lower-income areas amount for 90% of all traffic deaths, despite owning 54% of the world's automobiles. While the number of deaths is stabilizing despite an increase in the population and number of vehicles on the road, the WHO says changes to road safety are moving too slowly. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg's philanthropy company says traffic-related deaths can be avoided.
Middle-income countries adopt effective road safety measures like smarter road infrastructure and stronger traffic laws and better enforcement of those laws.
For more, join us online at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Chance of precipitation in the forecast of today. Partly cloudy, high of 70, winds west-southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies and a low of 44 tonight. Winds light and variable and a few clouds from time to time. A high of 75 for tomorrow. Winds light and variable. Generally sunny despite a few afternoon clouds and a slight chance of a rain shower, an afternoon shower. A high of 75, that's for Thursday. Friday mainly sunny and a high of 60. Saturday sunshine and clouds mixed, 60 as well. And showers early on Sunday, becoming less numerous later in the day. 65, chance of rain, 60% for Sunday. It's all kind of green, and temperatures on my map. 41 up in the north part, Clinton Township and Tewksbury. 41 in Alexandria, 43 at the county complex, 43 in Raritan, 43 in Ringos, 41 in Lambertville. Good morning, Hunterdon. That is Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
good, good. Loves her mom, loves Jesus. In America too, she's a good, good. She's crazy about Elvis, loves horses. And her boyfriend too. It's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
Good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here, coming live from the Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh Trail. My job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're none of the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by Chamber of Commerce. And we're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Little Tom Petty this morning. Free Fallin'. It's Tom Petty's birthday today, along with other celebrity birthdays. As you may know, Tom has a solo career. He's the Heartbreakers, and he was part of the Wilburys. Also, he was in the news just recently, as he had sued and won against Sam Smith. You recall Sam Smith had a song, and it was proven, or at least alleged and awarded in the courts, that Sam Smith's song was a ripoff of Won't Back Down. I'm going to play that one a little bit later, but we got other things to take care of right now. So it is 10 after 8. We have to do Hunterdon Chamber Radio traffic. So stay tuned. Here we go with from HERT. TMA.com. All right, here we go. We had an incident early this morning at 646 78 eastbound in Clinton Township. There was an incident between exit 15 and 16. And that was, like I said, quarter to 7. But as of 7:13, that incident was cleared. There might be some residual delays. By the time now, it might be over with. HRTTMA.com gives you the ability to get local alerts for the highways, byways, and the local roads as well. So you can register with them and pick the particular alerts that are pertinent to you. And if you would like to follow them instead on Twitter, you can do that. If you register with them, you'll get it on email. And if you want to have it text to your phone, you'll have to use Quick Text to take the Twitter feed and have it sent to you. That's Good Morning Hunterdon, Hunterdon Chamber Radio Traffic. What is on HuntChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10 o'clock. We have Michelle Heidi on at 8:30. The rest of the show is more eclectic news and information. Might be doing a rewind between 9 and 10, as I didn't have time to get another show out there, so we'll probably be replaying this one. And then at 10 o'clock, it's Tech Today on Chamber Radio's tech show, where I give you information about news, technology news, buying advice, hardware and software, and all that. At 11, it's Some Things About Money. The team from Pat and Heidi and Associates comes on. Jeannie, Tony, Joe, and Michelle come on, two of them, and give you some information about the markets, the information that's affecting the markets, all sorts of money issues, cash flow, taxes, all that good stuff, all for you from 11 to 12. At 12 o'clock, it's Food for Thought. That is Deidre Anderson and her friend Annie come on in. They give you restaurant reviews, advice, tips, tricks, and they talk about catering your best party ever. So Deidre brings all that information to you on an edgy little show to give you some insight into catering your best party and putting on a great show. At 1 o'clock, it's Mina Singh. Speak up and step out. Mina helps people overcome abuse and addiction. She does that as a personal coach. She does it as a radio show host, and she also has founded the In Awe Foundation. The Hunter and Food Scout, Gary Malgieri, is on from 2 to 3. He brings you information about opening restaurants and the food pantries and our farm-to-table scenario. So listen to Gary to get the latest on menus and upcoming events and also the latest restaurants in the area. Outside the Box with Mr. Sam Soprano, a financial show to help you achieve your financial milestones in your later life, is on from 3 to 4. And Joe Peters, Real Estate Matters, is on from 4 to 5, giving you information about all the real estate information that you need to make a better decision about residential and commercial real estate. We finish up the day with Randazzler's Musical Journey. Greg Randazzo has loved and learned 60s, 70s, 80s music as a kid, and he'd like to provide that to you on your drive home. So when you're listening to 100 Chamber Radio, you'll get some 50s, 60s, and 70s music, maybe 90s music, where you'll get some information and enjoy a little theme that Greg has put together. And perhaps one of those is Mr. Tom Petty, who has a birthday today. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
She's a good girl, loves her mom, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, it's crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on huntertonchamberradio.com. Like we hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the huntertonchamberradio.com app today. pretty much one of the most distinctive music intros. You know exactly what it is when you hear it. It's Bette Midler. And my friend Mike was reviewing one of the movies that she's in recently, I believe. Well, here we go. Brandinglocks.com celebration observances for the week and the day. So for this week, it is Bone and Joint Health National Awareness Week, Bullying Bystanders Unite Week. That has to happen. You can't have people standing by and watching people getting affected without being standing up for them. Freedom from Bullies Week, Freedom of Speech Week, International Infection Prevention Week, Mediation Week, Medical Assistance Recognition Week, National Character Counts Week, National Business Women's Week, National Chemistry Week, National Collegiate Alcohol Awareness Week, National Food Bank Week, National Forest Products Week, National Friends of Libraries Week, National Hospital and Health System Pharmacy Week starts on the 23rd, National Nuclear Science Week, National Save for Retirement Week. Got two money shows on today to help you with that. National Teen Driver Safety Week, Teen Read Week, Asexuality Week, Choose to be Great Week, Food and Drug Interaction and Awareness Week, National Health Education Week, National School Bus Safety Week, Sukkot, YMCA Week Without Violence, National Lead Poisoning Week starts on the 23rd. And for today, it is Birth of the Bab and Miss American Rose Day. Celebration observances for the week and the day from BrandyLux.com and Bette Midler. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, and the staff at NJ Advanced Media for NJ.com report on the 20th that Lebanon family attends groundbreaking for Miller A. Bulieri 52 Athletics Center. The Pingree School held the groundbreaking ceremony for the Miller A. Bulieri 52 Athletics Center on September 19th during the school's homecoming festivities. The Athletic Center will contain an arena the size of two gymnasiums for wrestling, fencing, and year-round training space for all teams, at least six squash courts, a strength and conditioning center, and Pingree's Athletics Hall of Fame. We spoke to coaches, parents, students, and alumni to find out what they really need. Most of all, we followed our instincts to do the right thing for the Pingree of today and tomorrow, said Jeff Edwards, the Class of 78, chair of Pingree's Board of Trustees. Headmaster Nat Connard said, quote, "The groundbreaking is a transformative step in the evolution of our school, both in the physical and philosophical sense. The new building will have 44,000 square feet of space and state-of-the-art equipment that will enable our students to compete at the highest level. Just as important, it will bear the name of a teacher, coach, and mentor who lives, breathes, and teaches the Pingree philosophy of promoting excellence at all levels of school life. The Athletic Center will be a permanent legacy to Coach Bulieri's tremendous impact on Pingree's community, especially Pingree's athletics. He became a Pingree student in 41, joined the faculty in 59, and has been head coach of the boys' varsity soccer team since 1960. Pingree reached this milestone through the generous support of many Blueprint for the Future campaign donors, who helped raise 80% of the facility's total cost, a percentage that was needed to break ground. Fundraising efforts continue since Pingree needs to raise $2.4 million to complete the building's construction. The grand opening is anticipated in 18 months. The Pingree School is a K-12 coeducational independent country day school. recognized throughout the United States for its academic excellence, honor code, arts, athletics, and community service. The school's mission is to foster its students a lifelong commitment to intellectual exploration, individual growth, and social responsibility while preparing them to be global citizens and leaders of the 21st century. Dr. John F. Pingree founded that school in 1861 in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and today there are two campuses, a K through 5 in Short Hills and grades 6 through 12 in Basking Ridge. The diverse student body is composed of 1,117 students from over 100 towns in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. For more information, visit the school's website at pingree.org. Now, the family is the Berodi family from Lebanon, who attended that groundbreaking for the Miller A. Bulieri 52 Class of 52 Athletic Center at the Pingree School. And pictured was Jody and Patrick Berodi and their children, Patrick D. and Chloe. Legacy. I keep talking about it. What are you doing? It doesn't have to mean you got to get your name on a building, but that's actually the symptom. That's actually the result of what that gentleman, the coach, what he did, Mr. Bulieri, over the last 50 years. That's legacy. That's making a difference and finding a way to do everything to the best of your ability. You might fail from time to time, but are you keep pressing ahead? Do you get up? And now, in response to that, is a building that I'm sure bears his name and his pride, but really, he was probably a very prideful man before it even happened. That is why that is vitamin C for today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh, 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 oh. Celebrity birthdays from the old disc jockey almanac for October 20th. The Young and the Restless, Hunter King is 22. Junkyard Dog, Galadriel Stierneman is 25. Model in the Victoria's Secret's fashion shows, Candice Swainpole is 27. The Lovely Bones, Rose McIver is 27. St. Ralph, Adam Butcher is 27. My Wife and Kids, Jennifer Freeman is 30. Broken City, Alona Tal is 32. From Paranormal Activity movies, Katie Featherstone is 33. Watchman, Niall Matter is 35. Rockstar, Nargis Fakhri is 36. The Office, John Krasinski is 36. CSI Crime Scene Investigation, Shiri Rapport, 38. Being Human, Sam Witwer is 38. I'll Fly Away, Ashley Levitch is 39. Balls of Fury, Cartoon Voices, Dan Fogler is 39. The X Factor, Daniil Montague is 44. Kenneth Choi is 44. Wolf of Wall Street, rapper and what's my name, Snoop Dogg. Big Knicks fan, Snoop Dogg. He's 44 today. Actor in The Karate Kid, William Zabka, is 50 today. Hootie and the Blowfish drummer, Jim Sonfeld, is 51. A History of Violence, Viggo Mortensen, is 57. From the Waltons, Eric Scott, 57. Film director of Slumdog Millionaire, Danny Boyle, is 59. Film composer Thomas Newman is 60. International Boxing Hall of Famer Aaron Pryor is 60. Spider-Man movies, Bill Nunn is 62. It's the 63rd birthday of Melanie Marin from 30-something and director in... also a director. Heartbreakers and Traveling Wilburys singer Tom Petty, 65 today, collects Social Security time. Boy Meets World, William Russ is 65. The Raiders of the Lost Ark, George Harris, 66. Serving Sarah, Alan Eccles is 67. Spaceballs, George Weiner is 70. The Bachelor Father and the Girls on the Beach, Noreen Corcoran is 72. The Tokens lead singer, Jay Siegel, is 76 today. They sang Lion Sleeps Tonight. Former actress, Where the Boys Are, Dolores Hart, 77. Let's Have a Party was sung by Wanda Jackson. She's 78. Baseball Hall of Famer, Juan Marichal is 78. And MASH, William Christopher, is 83 today. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntershooter.com, and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, here we go. Sing it, baby. Here we go. We'll be right back. More of Good Morning Hunter and News, Weather, and Michelle Heidi up next.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Texas teenager whose homemade clock got him suspended from school and invited to the White House is probably still smiling. 14-year-old Lakhmed Mohammed joined about 300 people at the White House Astronomy Night Monday, where the president said the event was meant to inspire.
We need to inspire more young people to ask about the stars and begin that lifetime quest to become the next great scientist or inventor or engineer or astronaut.
Mohammed was able to briefly meet the president. President Obama personally invited the ninth grader to the event after news of the boy's arrest and suspension went viral. The government is moving to put a leash on drones. People operating recreational drones will soon have to register their unmanned craft with the Transportation Department. The regulation is a response to increasing reports of close calls between drones and airplanes around some of the country's largest airports. White House spokesman Josh Earnest doesn't have any inside information to offer reporters about all the speculation surrounding Vice President Joe Biden. This is USA Headline News.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
I remember it like it was yesterday. As I downloaded the Geico app, a bluebird landed on my finger. I said, "Hey, Mr. Bluebird, did you know you can add a car to your Geico policy with just a tap of your finger? Just scan the VIN number. It's so easy." After that, we watched the sunset together and ate birdseed. The birdseed tasted super weird, but the sunset was nice.
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yep.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
An Iranian woman is speaking out about the abuse of women in Iran and the dangers of Islam. USA Senior Correspondent Jason Wirt.
Annie Cyrus is an Iranian woman who was forced into an Islamic marriage at the age of 9 and jailed in an Iranian prison at age 11 because she didn't obey her husband to his liking. Now she's free and in the United States, and Cyrus is warning the world about the dangers of what she calls true Islam. Cyrus told USA Headline News, "Islam is a system used by men to abuse, degrade, and control women, and that most women in Iran are not even Muslim."
Above 85% of women in Iran are not really following Islam. They're just, as I mentioned on my last video, behind closed doors, they're not anything Islamic, but in public, they have no choice but to look like a Muslim woman.
Cyrus says that despite what some claim, there's no such thing as moderate Islam, and that if you truly believe that faith, you must commit violence. I'm Jason Wirt.
This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The federal government is expanding the Takata airbag recall. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration added 400 more 2015 General Motors vehicles to the list of recall cars and SUVs. The expansion includes the Buick LaCrosse, Cadillac CTX, Chevrolet Camaro, Equinox and Malibu, and GMC Terrain vehicles. Side airbag inflators could send shrapnel into passengers and the driver if they rupture. Worldwide improvements in road safety has yet to lower the number of road traffic deaths. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg's philanthropy company has donated nearly $250 million to this issue, and he says it's a real problem.
Many young people are dying in the prime of their lives, and their families are being torn apart. And the fact is that every one of those deaths really is preventable.
The World Health Organization estimates that some 1.25 million people die each year from traffic accidents. The WHO's global status report says lower-income areas amount for 90% of all traffic deaths, despite owning 54% of the world's automobiles. While the number of deaths is stabilizing despite an increase in the population and number of vehicles on the road, the WHO says changes to road safety are moving too slowly. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg's philanthropy company says traffic-related deaths can be avoided.
Middle-income countries adopt effective road safety measures like smarter road infrastructure and stronger traffic laws and better enforcement of those laws.
For more, join us online at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
It's time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. It's 39 degrees in Flemington, clear skies, zero chance of precipitation. Today is October 20th, and that just doesn't feel right. It just flew by. A mix of clouds and sun today and a high of 70, though. Winds west-southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies and a low of 45 for tonight. Not as chilly as the last couple of days, but still something to bundle up. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow and a high near 75, so a little Indian summer coming our way. Except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny on Thursday. Slight chance of an afternoon shower and a high near 75. Mainly sunny and a high near 60 on Friday. Partly cloudy and a high near 60 on Saturday. Sunday, showers early, becoming less numerous later in the day, and a high of 65, chance of rain 60%. Everything is chilly around the area. 45 in White House Station, 42 in Clinton Township, 44 at the County Complex, 42 in Pittstown, 45 Raritan, 45 in East Amwell, New Jersey, and 44 in New Hope. That is Good Morning, 100, and that's 100 Chamber Radio weather. Michelle Heidi is on the phone. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing great. We made it through October 19th without a repeat of Black Monday.
Thank you. All right. That just means we're stalling it to the next year.
Exactly.
You know, after a while, it's pretty funny. It's hard to realize that we have actually only 365 days in a year. And when you throw in history, something is always going to happen.
Right. Exactly.
So when I do history.com, it's funny to hear how the extremes are always highlighted on these particular days.
And
because they're extremes and because they're over history, you get this really either negative or positive perspective of this particular day. And yet it has nothing to do with today. It has to do with just how it's being presented to you because of all the history that's in the past. It's a very funny, but nonetheless, I'm glad we made it through. That's good. So
Yes, we did. Even though we had a couple disappointments, we had Morgan Stanley disappointing yesterday. We definitely had IBM disappointing, and actually, there are headlines today that are saying, "Gee, should IBM look to perhaps become part of a merger acquisition to turn things around a little bit?" It was. In after-hours trading yesterday, it was down about 5%. In pre-market trading, it was down about another 4.5%. So, you know, they continue to struggle a bit. You know, obviously the stronger dollar, weaker hardware sales, things like that have been affecting their bottom line. So we will continue to keep an eye.
You know, what's interesting about IBM is they saw a long time ago that they needed to get out of the hardware business because it became...
Right.
It became too, there wasn't enough margin to be able to make any profit.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went into the consulting world. And you're saying about mergers and acquisitions, I mean, they've been buying up everybody.
Right.
But it's not making a dent in their success.
Right.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, they definitely need a retread, no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
All right.
So let's see. Some positive news. We had, yesterday we had builder confidence at a decade high, and then actually this morning was a bit of a follow-through. We had housing starts up about 6.5%, although we did have permits down by about 5%. So the housing numbers overall continue to come in, you know, a little bit more positive. Let's see, on the earnings front, we had Travelers, we had Lockheed Martin, Verizon all beating the estimates. However, we did have good old Harley Davidson providing some weaker than expected guidance moving forward. So their stock was trading, I think, somewhere around 9% lower in pre-market trading. Yum Brands, I mentioned yesterday, and how they've been hurt by some of the things that are going on in China. And actually this morning, good old Carl Icahn was suggesting, and it looks like they're probably going to look to spin off into two publicly traded companies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're looking to spin off their China business and have two publicly traded companies. So, you know, there we have KFC, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, all part of the Yum brand.
Yeah.
And let's see.
Now in 2000, I think it was like 2008 or 9,
mm-hmm.
I remember them announcing that they were going to go into China.
Right, exactly.
So at that time, it made a lot of sense, and they were doing rather. They were only one of the few companies that were posting any success in that particular time
mm-hmm.
period, especially the fast food companies, because McDonald's was getting crushed, and Burger King, as we well know, has been having trouble for years.
Absolutely.
So now it's funny to see that they're struggling with the Chinese economy, you know, six years later. And what do they do now that because it's hurting the rest of their brand, they're going to spin this business off. Now, I don't know if, did you read whether they were going to, if they spun it off, if you were a shareholder, you were going to get probably a share of the new good company and the share of the crummy one? Is that what's going to happen?
That's
typically what would happen, right? So
exactly.
So you could dump the crummy stock if you want, or... at some point, that becomes a buying opportunity when China gets back on their feet.
Right, exactly. And it was interesting, they just had an analyst speaking on Bloomberg about, you know, because people are like, well, are people in China, you know, are they eating KFC and Pizza Hut and all that type of stuff? And I guess it's fast food is just as popular over there as it is over here. And it was interesting, she pointed out the fact because someone said, well, you know, what about Chipotle? Chipotle's, you know, good for you. It's more healthy. And she said, yeah, they might be using organic, grass-fed types of ingredients, but a burrito still has 1,000 calories.
There you go.
So it might be a step above, you know, KFC. But,
well,
you know, when people are looking to indulge, you know, they're going to indulge.
Well, I do know this, and I haven't done a lot of digging into it, but I do know that McDonald's, and this is, we're not obviously talking about McDonald's here. We're talking about another fast food company. But I know McDonald's had a modified menu. So it wasn't exactly always Big Macs and stuff. So it wouldn't surprise me that they modified their menu as well.
Right. No, absolutely. Yeah, because for some reason I just can't picture, you know, all these people lined up for fried chicken in China. Although maybe they are, but I'm sure it's some... Yeah, obviously, it's chicken if it's KFC, but some other version of it.
Right.
Let's see, Amazon. Amazon announces they'll be hiring 100,000 folks for the holidays, so that will definitely help folks that are out there still looking for employment. So even though it'll be temporary, you know, that's a pretty good news. And obviously, Amazon is feeling that they're going to have a pretty good holiday season. Of course, Where were we? I think, yeah, we were at Home Depot the other day, and we already saw some of the small little Christmas tree-looking things out.
Oh.
I'm like, no!
Oh. Well,
not yet.
Actually, I got to give them credit. They held out until October. I mean, it was
right,
a couple years. It was a couple years people were reporting they saw stuff like that in September. So,
true.
So I guess I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Exactly. All right, let's see what else do we have going on. Asian markets overnight were mixed. We had energy shares among the hardest hit. Again, continuing weakness in China rekindled some of the declines in oil prices. European markets were under a little bit of pressure as well. And in the U.S., the futures have been a bit lower. They pared back some of the red, but they were still trading a little bit lower. So we'll see what happens. I will be on the show this morning with Joe. So we'll
All
be
right.
bringing everyone up to date with what's been happening, and I know we have William Dudley on the speaking circuit today as far as the Fed is concerned. It looks like Janet Yellen will also be giving some quote-unquote brief welcoming remarks at a U.S. Department of Labor ceremony, so excited to be back on the air today. Lots of good information to share.
All right. Very cool.
All right.
Abercrombie and Fitch. Remember them? They made the
yes.
CEO made that huge blunder back.
Yes.
Well, they seem to be doing okay with results, but you know when you're in the basement, you have nowhere to go but up. And Monsanto, who has been getting crushed in the news because of GMOs and all that stuff, they were ditching their Syngenta bid, so I guess they're going in the right direction. So, and then you already reported on Verizon,
right.
You know, the old wars of between AT&T and Verizon have been going on for years, but it looks like Verizon's new plan, their Verizon Edge plan seems to be taking off pretty well. So,
yep, absolutely.
So good for them.
Absolutely. All right.
So we got some gems out there, and even though we're wallowing in a little bit of, it's sideways, right? Right now, the market's kind of sideways.
Right. Exactly. And we have, I think, about 20% of companies reporting this week. So it's a pretty, like I said yesterday, it's a pretty big earnings week. So we'll see. Again, we continue across sectors. We continue to kind of get mixed results.
Okay.
Some strong ones out there and some weak unexpected
ones. Well,
so.
That means it's not a sector. There's nothing in the economy that's pointing to a particular sector. It just means that you have to pick the gems.
Exactly.
Out of each sector.
Exactly.
And that will give
Absolutely.
You a diverse portfolio.
Most definitely.
All right. So Joe and Michelle, the two vets, are going to be on today at 11 o'clock.
Yes, the two vets will be back on today. So
Excellent.
Be sure to tune in.
Very good. Appreciate it as always, Michelle.
All right.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
Have
Thanks.
A good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
That is Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Joe and Michelle are going to be on today on Some Things About Money from Patton Heide & Associates. And Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunterdon, huntingchamberradio.com. We're going to take a quick break. I'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th Annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at HuntertonChamber.org.
There he is, Tom Petty, and like I said, this is the song that in court was decided was ripped off by Sam Smith. It's hard to actually listen to it and hear that, but when they went through the side-by-side, it made a lot more sense. But there you go. We have other things to talk about. News in Lee Hunterdon County that we'd like to focus on for the remainder of the show, so let's get to it. We have our Cub Scouts are in the news. Let's see what they're doing. We have Reddington Cub Scout Pack 1980-1980 attends a Scout Day at the United States Military Academy. How about that? The staff at NJ Advanced Media reported that the Cub Scouts that were from Reddington, they traveled to the United States Military Academy in West Point, New York from October 9th to 11th to take part in Scout Day 2015. The scouts started the day with a review of a full-dress and cadet parade on the plain. This parade field was been in the site of longest continually occupied United States Army garrison since 1778. At the conclusion of the parade, the scouts witnessed the West Point Black Knights parachute team give a precision free-fall demonstration from a helicopter with the final jumper carrying the American flag to the plane. Excuse me. The PAC 1980 scouts then enjoyed a guided tour of the West Point by first-year cadet Josh Fernquist. Along the tour, cadet Fernquist showed scouts the academy's buildings and grounds, including Trophy Point, the great chain placed across the Hudson River by George Washington, the Beat Navy Tunnel, the statues of MacArthur, Patton, and Eisenhower. Scouts were impressed by the imposing fortification of West Point and its rich military history. The scouts had fun posing for those pictures with the Army mascot, Blackjack, in front of the cadet barracks. but also were thoughtful when Cadet Fernquist shared the flagpole legend of the golden ball, finial, filled with flag-depending supplies, and reflecting when they showed the scouts the Cadet Honor Code, which states that a cadet will not lie, cheat, steal, or tolerate those who do. Scouts also enjoyed activities led by cadets. Some tried building Connects bridges with the Society for Women Engineers. Others